Kane and Bucks. Can't stop, addicted to the shindig. Questions without notice for Signet. Power every moment with a Signet power bank. Keep your devices powered this season. Visit signet.com.
Questions without notice is for Signet. Power every moment with the Signet power bank. We've spoken to John Longmire this morning. If you're just joining us, how would you juggle the Lance Franklin, Logan McDonald quandary?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's a quandary. I just think you play your two best tall forwards. I think that Franklin can become, well, can play a role like Jeremy Cameron does. And I reckon you can still play two talls around that. Yeah, Amati and McDonald could still play, or Reed when he's in, can still play with Franklin in the forward line. And I don't think it, I don't think that it's as simple as when Franklin's in, then it takes away McDonald's chances. I think McDonald's still developing as a player, and he has played some good games with Franklin out. But I don't think that it's as cut and dried as many suggest.
Right, I got one more for you. Okay? Yeah. If you don't mind, before I unleash you, let's have a listen to Luke Beveridge post game. Clearly, very disappointed with his side's first two performances.
Extremely disappointing, as you'd expect. The players felt like they'd built themselves up for the game, and ultimately, you know, you walk through that corridor at the moment and through our rooms, the players are shattered. We all realise we haven't started the year as our supporters would have expected, playing below our own expectations, which is, you know, quite obvious. So, what can I say? Disappointing.
What is going through his mind right now?
Oh, a fair bit, and it's not great. They are second last for the ability to defend ball movement. They are second last for the ability to be able to move the ball. They are normally, you know, right up there in contested possessions. They're about even, but they rely on double figure sort of contested possession counts. So the contest game is not looking great. Their defensive structure is not looking great. They can't move the pill. And whatever plans they've gone in with are now being questioned significantly. Mm. So the coach and his staff.
You try and fix, because there's so many areas there that they're not doing right.
Whatever the fundamental is to their game, they've got to fix it. And that the fundamental aspect of the Western Bulldogs brand is outnumbering at the contest and then flicking the ball around and then being able to dominate teams from a ball-winning situation, whether in every area of the ground. They get more numbers to where the contest is in every part of the ground than their opposition, but it's not happening at the moment.
Okay.
So whether it's work rate, whether it's asking of the players something that they're not giving, he's got to work that out, or whether it's part of their structure that they've tried to evolve that hasn't changed. How many teams are you convinced of after two rounds? How many teams in the competition are you absolutely convinced of?
I'm absolutely convinced.
Either good or bad.
Yep. Okay. Well, on the good side, I'm convinced on Collingwood and Sydney. And
yep.
Not enough people are talking about Sydney yet, but they will be in 4 weeks. I guarantee you of that. And Geelong. There's only three that I'm absolutely convinced about.
And on the other end?
On the other end, well, Hawthorn is the only team, and West Coast are the only two that I'm convinced on.
Okay.
What about you?
That's good. I'm not absolutely convinced of Geelong yet.
Okay.
I think Collingwood and Sydney and Hawthorn, and I wanted to ask that just to pump the brakes. Like, there is still plenty of that means for me, I've got 15 teams that I'm still sussing out.
Yeah.
You're still trying to work out whether Geelong is still top four side, and they've still got to work that out because they've got to find a new dynamic again. But I think they'll be okay. They'll be more than okay. But yeah, I think at the pointy ends, there's only a couple of teams that we're really convinced of at this point. Because there's only two rounds of evidence, yeah. We need more.
Why are coaches so secretive about injuries? Because I can explain it. I mean, the Thursday night game is a lot of conjecture about who's going to play, who's not going to play. it doesn't matter. Like, it actually doesn't matter because the opposition's going to find out with 40 minutes before the game anyway, and you can adjust. Damien Hardwick on Dusty, very cryptic and very load management. It was a load management decision, not sure. And then he's off for scans on the hammy. Why don't you say, yeah, Dusty's got an issue with his hamstring, we'll get him scanned tomorrow. Unlikely that he plays on Friday night.
I don't know. Some are more happy to be more open than others.
And this is every club, I think, by the way. And not just coaches, clubs. But you're right, some are better than others. I think Melbourne are very good at giving real-time updates, but I just don't get the benefit of doing it.
What I would suggest is that sometimes the transparent information and the facts aren't actually reported. They're reported accurately, but they're...
Isn't that because the club doesn't give the information that's required to report
it
accurately?
No, sometimes it can make things the best or the worst thing that's ever happened. Like, and so even good information can be blown up and, you know, made Pollyanna but it doesn't never sits in the middle. It's never just run of the mill, you know, standard information. So when it gets out in the open, it gets pushed to the outliers, either the best or the worst that's ever happened. And I think clubs like to keep it more in the middle if they can. That's probably
so
the reason.
The game is on the line in Adelaide, up for grabs. The top 10 player, according to our audience, of all time, Dustin Martin, is subbed out of the game. The coach is asked about it after and he says, well, it was a load management issue.
The question you should be asking, the question without notes should be, why do coaches want to keep injuries, hush, hush? Why do coaches lie? Why do coaches deliberately not give the right information? And it's not just coaches, it's clubs
it's
as
been
well.
Happening for
We're
years.
Trying to, yeah, there's always that constant battle with the media to try and work it around. Back on Collingwood, and I saw this guy play. What can Darcy Cameron do in a number one rock role? And you mentioned this to me off air, I'm leading you in.
No, I had him as the. Oh, I was trying to find out who Collingwood's best players were. It was a really tricky one because it was such an even performance. He had Dacos, but then I thought he was their second best player. So he torched Port Adelaide with his clearance work. A high number of disposals for him, 18. I think he had 9 score involvements. So could he be, the question back to you is, with Max Gorn out for 6 weeks, could he be the All-Australian Ruckman this year?
That's a good question. I should have asked you that question. He would definitely pop. He's been a number one ruck. He came across from Sydney as a low-cost trade and had an impact at the Pies from the get-go. So I think with that more greater responsibility and a couple more years under his belt, he's going to be very good. How many games are North Melbourne going to win for the year?
8.
8?
Yeah.
That's high.
Which is good. Well, you got 2.
How many did you think 2 weeks
6
ago? So they've got the two wins you didn't expect.
They got the extra 2. That was questions without notice. How'd we do? 0433 90 at 11:16.